Because what she received was more than a healing. She received revelation of what it means to be a man and a woman of authority. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. That's how every Christian should walk. Amen. This is who we are and this is what we do. We are a people of fearless confidence in our God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen. Praise God forevermore. Open your Bible to Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13. We're reading just one verse. Philippians 3 and verse 13. If you are there, please rise on your feet and let's read the word of God together. Philippians 3 and verse 13. Praise God forevermore. If you are there, say amen. Okay, so let's read. Want to go? Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I need to let go of what is behind so I can lay hold on what is ahead. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, for the gift of your word. Holy Spirit, be at liberty to do that which God has proposed to do with this word here today. I surrender myself under your divine intelligence that you will use me to put a smile on someone's face and to give someone hope, to bring deliverance to someone, to heal someone today, to challenge someone and encourage another. And I thank you for doing even much more because I trust you to always exceed my expectations. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. So I titled today's message, Prepare to Happen to Life. Help me tell your neighbor, prepare to happen to life. Say it to your neighbor, prepare to happen to life. In many instances, we allow life to happen to us. But God is telling us that as we are going into a new decade, you must know that 2020 is the beginning of a new decade. Hallelujah. We are approaching a new year. We are approaching a new decade. And God is saying to his children, prepare to happen to life. Enough of life happening to you. It is time for you to happen to life. Say it to yourself. It is time for me to happen to life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, if a plant is going to blossom, it has to position itself to receive sunlight. Hallelujah. If a plant is going to grow, it has to be positioned effectively to receive certain nutrients that are conducive to its growth. Praise the Lord. Have you ever seen a plant? Sometimes maybe in a shady area, and you just see one of his branches just protruding out. Amen. Have you ever seen that before? You just see one branch of the plant just protruding above all the others. The others remain in the shade, but there is one that is protruding. Why is it protruding? It's looking for sunlight. Praise the Lord. Because it recognizes that without that sunlight, it is impossible for it to germinate and to bring forth. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So it stretches itself to receive sunlight so that it can be effective and productive and blossom and grow. Hallelujah. In the same vein, if our lives are going to be successful, if we are going to be successful in the journey of our lives, as we are approaching a new decade, it is important that we effectively position ourselves for the development of our potentials. Praise the Lord. We must be well positioned. Amen. The God that we serve is an intentional God. God is an intentional God. God doesn't just do things based on happenstance. God is not, you know, he just doesn't sit down and things happen and then God is worried or God is flabbergasted or shocked about any situation that happens. That is not God. God is an intentional God. There is nothing that God does without first planning it. Amen? There is an intention behind everything that God does. And we are created in his image and after his likeness. We are God's children. And if our God, who is our Father, is intentional about what he does, then you and I ought to be intentional about everything we do in our lives. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. We have to be intentional. People who are not intentional are not yet matured enough to handle what God has for them in life. In the journey of life, they just, all manner of things begin to happen to them. Whatever the devil is planning just comes to pass in their life. Whatever is the expectation of the enemy, he shows up in their life. They have absolutely no resistance to whatever the enemy is doing. They can't resist it. And the reason is because many people have not really been intentional. Now, some of us are intentional about little, little things. For example, what you are wearing to church today is intentional. You intentionally wore what you wore. You came to service today. It's intentional. You are intentionally here. Is there anybody here who sleepwalked into this place? And all of a sudden you just discover you are in church. No, you intended to be here. Praise the Lord. But the challenging thing is that the things that are really very important to our destinies were most unintentional. Amen. We don't plan. We don't set goals. And there is one thing. I'm going to ask us some questions today and I want you to write it down. I've been in this world for a few decades. Praise the Lord. And I've come to a point in my life that everything that I do has just to be intentional. Because I don't know how long that I have here. Praise the Lord. And I don't want to get to a point in my life. I don't want to get, you know, if God allows me to be here for 80 years, I don't want in the next 20 years to look at my life and be a frustrated 80-year-old woman. I don't know about you. Praise the Lord. And the choice is yours as to whether you'll be frustrated at the end of the decade that we're about to enter into or whether you are going to rejoice at the end of the decade that we're about to. It depends on how intentional you are about the journey of your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Praise the Lord. You know, there's one thing about God that we should know. The way of man is not in himself. The Bible tells us that. Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23. He says, the way of man is not in himself. It is not man that walketh to direct his own paths. And we also know because God corroborated that in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5. When he said, Jeremiah, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. And I ordained you a prophet unto the nations. In other words, God was intentional about his life. God is intentional about your life. Praise the Lord. There is nothing that is happening in your life right now that is a shock to God or God is not aware of it. He knows. He is aware. Before you got into trouble, he knew the trouble was coming. Then you may ask yourself, Lord, well, since you knew the trouble was coming, why did you allow me to fall into the trouble? God will not allow you to fall into any trouble that he can't get you out of. Praise the Lord. There is something he will teach you in that trouble. There's something for you to learn that will help you to be better intentional about your own life. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. And this is important as we're approaching everybody in the new year. You know, you don't just get into that new year not knowing what to do. Do you know a lot of people wake up in the morning, they don't even have any plan for that day. I don't get it. Praise the Lord. I don't understand. If you can't plan a day, you can't plan a year. If you cannot discipline yourself, if a man does not know and settle where he is going, how will he know when he gets there? He can know. How will you know when you get there? Praise the Lord. We have to be intentional as well. But what is important is our intentional should not be intentionality that will cause us to go rogue. Your intentionality should be in alignment with God's intentionality for your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. That's why it is important to consult. I always say it, that any decision you come to in life that is without a divine consultation will end in frustration. Because whether you like it or not, God already has set a plan for your life. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that the plans that I have for you, they are plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a future. And also, we know that God has a plan for our lives. So what I need to do is to connect with God so that God can show me what he has for me. Then I align myself to what God has for me. If you are walking in the journey of your life on the path that God has set for you, there is no way. You will pick up prosperity. You will pick up protection. You will pick up promotion. You will pick up preservation. Is somebody listening? Because the place of assignment is the place of prosperity. Hallelujah. Many of us set goals with set plans. Many of them are not in alignment with God's will. Hallelujah. A fish cannot say, I'm going to be walking around the streets. He's dead. He's going to end up in somebody's pot. Praise the Lord. Because the only way that the fish will be the best version of itself is to swim in water. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. And this is why it is important for us. God is a God of purpose. And we also must be purposeful about life, about the dreams that you have. As you are seated here listening to me, there are dreams that God has placed in your heart. God put them there. Desires that God has placed in your heart. Aspirations that God himself put there. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. But many of us, we just leave it and just let, you know, whatever is going to happen, you know, it's going to happen. And then we just leave it. After all, the Bible says, well, you see, the way of man is not in himself. So that, you know, you just run anyhow. That's not what the Bible is saying. Praise the Lord. You know, the Holy Spirit is there. It's our helper. Now, you get, wait for the Holy Spirit to come and make your bed for you and sweep your room. Hello? He's not going to do it. You've got to be intentional about that. Praise the Lord. Otherwise, you live in a pigsty. Amen. We have to be co-laborers with God. We have to be what? Co-laborers with God. Proverbs 16 and verse 3. Open to it. Hallelujah. Brother Bambo, if you are there, quickly read. Proverbs 16 and verse 3. What does it say?
Commit thy works unto the Lord.
Commit thy works unto the Lord. And what will happen? Your thoughts shall be established. I love his translation. It says, commit thy work unto the Lord. He will cause your plans to succeed. Praise the Lord. When you commit your work into the hands of God, and you say, Lord, I know that in myself, I do not know which way to go, but I'm committing this into your hands. I'm committing my life, the journey of my life, in this new decade that we're about to enter into. I want to commit it into your hands. I want to align with your plan for my life. You've got to prepare something. Hallelujah. Give some God something to work with on your behalf. Praise the Lord. And that's why in this church, we tell you prayerfully, write down your goals. Praise the Lord. For the year, for the new year, what are your goals? What are the dreams that God has placed in your heart? What are those things that, you know, it keeps coming and it keeps coming and it keeps coming and it keeps coming. It will not go away. And it's there. It's time to give it attention. Praise the Lord. It's time to give it attention. And stop allowing life to just happen to you anyhow. It's time for you to happen to life. Intentional people are people who happen to life. Praise the Lord. They are not people who are watching other things happening in other people's life. They make things happen. It's time for you to start making things happen. Praise the Lord. And be intentional. Be intentional about the journey of your life. Be intentional. Be discerning about the path that you want to go in life. Be discerning. I'm going to ask some questions here because I'll ask some of you. After this decade, by the year add 10 to 2020, by the time we're in 2030, what would you have done? Where would you have gone? What would you have handled? Who would you be? Praise the Lord. Is life just going to happen to you? A lot of people will say, I don't know. Whatever God wants. Yes. Get to know what God wants and align yourself with what he wants. Once you align yourself with what he wants, then that is what you will be. That is what you will have. That is where you will be in 10 years' time. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. You know, I ask young couples when they come for marriage counseling, there is something that I ask them. I think my brother too can testify to that. You say you want to marry. Marry what? You want to, it's a destiny. Hallelujah. That girl is a destiny. Do you know that? Do you know what she's going to sacrifice? Her father's name. And take on your name. She's going to sacrifice her father's vision. And take on your vision. Bro, what's your plan for the next 5 years? They'll be looking at me. You have to have a plan. You can't take on a responsibility planless and aimless. What's your plan for the next 10 years? What would you want your family to be in the next 10 years? Do you still want to be a tenant? You have to make up your mind. I asked a brother, I said, what are your plans? You know, after the marriage, he said, yeah, I want to go, you know, travel abroad. I want to go for masters. I said, are you going with your new wedded wife? He said, no, that the cost will be too much. I said, you married immediately, you dump her. You now go to Canada and leave her all by herself in Nigeria here. Oh boy, what's your plan? That plan is not a good plan. Praise the Lord. That plan is not a good plan. That is not God's plan for you. Abi, you are just married. Two shall become one. Then you marry and the two became two. Praise the Lord. I said, when do you plan to have children? Because it's important. Are you having it immediately? These are the kind of questions we ask at marriage counseling. Do you plan to have children immediately? Or you want to leave it till later? And then the wife said, as the Lord. Be intentional about it. Praise the Lord. It's not by accident. Amen. So what do? You impregnate your wife and then you run away and go America for the next 2-3 years. I say, I wish I could do the thing in Nigeria, you know, but it's so, the cost is more. I said, you see, the issue now is not the issue of the cost. The issue with you is the issue of faith. Hallelujah. Because what it will cost you here, running to Canada is not the answer. The answer is your faith in God. That wherever you are, God is able to meet you at your point of need. Hallelujah. So the choice is yours. Please, let's close the books now. When you finish over there, then come and propose again and marry if she's still available. Praise the Lord. But if you are going to go on with this thing, it's not going to work. It's either all of you are both going. But to leave her here and then you go, it can't happen. The guy looked at me and said, he never saw it like that. May your eyes be open to spiritual understanding. Then some people are having issues in their marriages as a result of bad decisions. Because if you do not have a divine consultation before you come to make certain choices, it will lead to frustration. It will lead to bad decisions. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So we are co-laborers with God. See yourself as a co-laborer with God. If God said, this is the plan that I have for you, there is something that it will demand of you too. You have an input. Don't just sit down and just think that things is just going to happen like that. The blessing is just going to fall on your laps like that. No. It's going to require, like I told some people, you desire something, you must follow it by determination. Praise the Lord. Even if it's to lose weight. I say, I'm too fat. I want to lose weight. You know what to do. You know what to do. Come on. Let me tell your neighbor. You know what to do. But knowing what to do is not enough. You have to be determined to do what you know to do. And discipline yourself. That is where the desire becomes a delight to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. It is foolhardy to think God is going to just release his resources to back your plan that is not in line with his own plan. God does not work like that. Hallelujah. It doesn't work like that. So there is no point trying to go rogue. I say, well, they said we should be intentional. Then, you know, you just go around and say, this is what I want to do in this year. I'm going to be selling bags of beans. Who sent you work? Where did you get it from? Hello, somebody. But when God opens your eyes to certain things, oh, glory be to Jesus. You know, it's so important. I've shared the testimony of, you know, one of my sisters at one time. She had this rickety 505, Peugeot 505, that she bought from a car dealer. So one day she was going to the bank, and she drove that rickety 505 there. And the man said, mommy, good afternoon, ma. You are still using this car? Praise the Lord. Hello. You know, certain things that some people will say, I mean, it doesn't mean anything, but when you get home, you are like, Father! Hallelujah. She got home that day, she said, She said, oh, Lord, my God. Even the person that sold this said, If you tell she worry, I need to move forward. Praise the Lord. And she said, but where will she get the money to buy a new car? She began to pray and said, God, you've got to change my status. Father, your plans for me as I'm going into this new year, things must change. Hallelujah. I can't be on the same level. Your word says we move from glory to glory. So my glory for this new year must be greater than the glory of 2019. Is somebody listening to God here? Praise the Lord. So you go for a divine consultation. And the Holy Ghost told her, go and check your shares. She had some shares in one company. And she said, so the next morning she picked up her phone, called the stockbroker. I said, please, I want to find out about the little shares that I have here. And the lady said, madam, what do you want to do about it? He said, why are you asking? He said, because all of a sudden the shares just skyrocket. The price just went bam up. Say, you want to sell? She said, okay, calculate what I have. The girl called her back and said, mommy, how much do you need? She said, she had gone to go and look at one Mercedes Benz then. And she said, that one is 350. She said, I need about 350 to 400. I said, Mommy, you don't even need to sell your shares. The bonus they have declared will cover what you need. Hallelujah. She said, quickly, hear me. Sell the bonus. The girl sent the car to her, the money to her. She bought herself a new car. Now, some of you say, oh, well, that is the testimony. That is, let me tell you how you will know this is a real testimony. She shared the story with some people. They quickly ran so that they could sell their own. The thing had come down immediately. There is nothing God will not do to cause his plan to come to pass in your life. If he needs to move the economy your way, he will move it your way. That's why we should not be intimidated about what news that you are hearing. Beloved, look, in this new year, economically this country, I don't know. I'm not getting a good picture. Praise the Lord. But for us, we are in a Goshen. Praise the Lord. That's why, make up your mind. In 2020, is a new decade. Make up your mind to walk with God. Make up your mind to serve him. The Bible says that those that serve him, he will spare them like a father spares his own son. He will spare you from calamity in the mighty name of Jesus. He will spare you from financial ruin. He will spare you from financial lack in the mighty name of Jesus. Can I hear a bigger amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That was how it happened. That is God for you. Let me tell your neighbor, that's God for you. Hallelujah. Tell two or three people, don't make your plans in 2020 without God. It's important. Because if you make a decision or you have a desire that is born of the flesh, don't expect God to fulfill it. Don't expect God to fulfill it. If your desire is born of the flesh and not of the spirit, God won't back you up. Now I want to share with you five things. Five things to consider. Or should I say five keys to setting your 2020 goals. Now, before I do that, let me ask you the questions I want to ask. And this is really very important. To your own self, be true, as Shakespeare says. To thine own self, I want you to answer it. You don't have to answer it now. Take the questions home, read it again, and then make sure you honestly answer each one of these questions. By the time you finish answering all these questions, it will help you to know exactly where you are heading and where you will be in the next 10 years. Is somebody listening? Number one. What is your dream? What is your dream? In other words, desire a picture of where you want to go and where you want to be. What's your dream? Where do you want to be? In the next 1 year, in the next 10 years, where do you want to be? The Holy Spirit has put some desires in your heart. And some of us, it's been there for a long time. We have not done anything about it. It remains a potential. Praise the Lord. Number two, where do you think you are right now? Now, if you have a dream, you have a desire in your heart right now as you are listening to me, concerning and in relation to that dream and desire, where do you think you are right now? How do you perceive your life right now? That is still the second question. The third one, who do you think you are? And this is really crucial. When a man or a woman has not settled in her heart who he or she thinks he or she is. Nothing else is going to fit in the proper places. Nothing is going to fit into proper places until you come to an understanding of who you are. You have to be able to answer that question to yourself. Praise the Lord. And when I'm asking who you are, I'm not saying, I am Adebimpe. Oluwashino. No, that's not what I'm asking. Praise the Lord. Who do you think? Not who other people think you are. Who do you think you are? Praise the Lord. That's why Jesus asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? And he asked them, who do you think that I am? He knew it was important that if they didn't catch it then all his efforts, his teachings, they won't be able to handle it after he's gone. They won't know what to do after he leaves them. And that was why he said it. When Peter said, you are the Christ, he said, that's it. I finished my work. Praise the Lord. Because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. Don't let flesh and blood reveal to you who you are. Hallelujah. Question 4. What's your vision of your true self? In case you see yourself, you are not who you think you are. What is your vision of your true self? Do you have a vision of your true self? You need one. Number 5. Where do you think you are going? Where do you think you are going? If you don't know where you are going, you will never know when you get there. So where do you think you are going? There are many roads in this life. There are options everywhere. Many different paths that we are exposed to on a daily basis. But if you know where you are going, then you will know that every detour from where you are is not the right one. Praise the Lord. So when you say 50 meters, you turn right. You know where you are going. It's not on the right turn. It is straightforward. Praise the Lord. Even though a sign tells you turn right, you will not turn right. Can I hear an amen? Amen. So you've got to know where you are going. Because knowing where you are going puts you in the right lane and the right path to success, to prosperity, to who you really, truly are. Praise the Lord. Is somebody catching something from this? Okay. Let's move on. Now, question 6. At the end of 2030, I said it. I said we are entering into a new decade. At the end of 2020, which is 10 years' time, what do you want to have accomplished? And don't tell me, for some of you who are just young people here, and say, when I grow old, I will be thinking about that. No, think about what you'll become in the next 10 years. Right now. Praise the Lord. Right now. What do you want to have accomplished in the next 10 years? That's where you have to really be intentional. It will force you to go back and think of the choices that you have been making in life. If you can answer that question, hallelujah, it will help you. Because there are some choices that you have been making that will not allow you to get to where you want to get to. Will not allow you, it will prevent you from accomplishing the things that you really want to accomplish. Praise the Lord. It's not enough to just have a picture of a future. It's not enough. You have to do things that will cause you to feature in the picture of your future. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Will you be rejoicing or sorry That depends on the choices you make. Praise the Lord. None of us wants to end this decade that we're about to enter into accidentally. None of us will want, you know, life to just happen to you. No, I want to happen to life. So I want to be intentional about my desires, about my dreams, about what I give myself to. Hallelujah. Number 7, what is standing between where you are now and where you think you should be right now? Try to identify. Praise the Lord. Try to identify. Like I was asking that young man that wanted to get married. What is standing between you now? It was timidity, lack of faith. Hallelujah. He wanted to be married. He wants to have his wife. He believed that he's ready to be married at that time. At the same time, he still wants to further his education. And he didn't know how he can put the two together. And he was about to make a decision that would destroy one for the other. He didn't know how to balance it. Hallelujah. What he needed to be able to do is to answer that question. That where he's standing right now, what is standing between where he wants to be and where he is right now? You need to answer that question to yourself. Praise the Lord. Whatever it is, whatever your dream is, in the next 10 years, 5 years, or even in 2020, year 2020, whatever your dream is, your goals are, what is standing between where you are right now and you accomplishing that goal at the end of the year? You need to be able to pinpoint it, because that helps you to know what you will not give yourself to and what you will discipline yourself about. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. If a man is having issues in his marriage, you don't go to a bookstore and start buying books on 7 steps to become rich. Hello? No, you are going to go to the section where they sell books about healthy relationships. That's where you go. Praise the Lord. Why? Because there is something you want. You want your relationship healed. So you go to where you will get what it takes to heal it. Hallelujah. 8. What is your strategy for bringing yourself now to yourself in 10 years? Yourself now to yourself in 10 years. What is your strategy? You have to have a strategy. Praise the Lord. Help me tell your neighbor, you need a strategy. Can't just sit there and expect something to fall on your laps. You need a strategy. If you need to go and do some courses, you better do it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There was a woman of God in this nation. I mean, she has always, in fact, she was somebody that, number one, she was thrown out of her church. Because the church, they didn't believe that women should preach. And this woman said, I have this conviction. I'm called of God to evangelize for him. This woman will really just say, they threw out of the church. He said, well, if they throw me out of, look, when people are pushing you out of something, don't argue. They are pushing you to your garden. This woman just went out there and just, anywhere she goes with megaphone, she started preaching. People were gathering. All of a sudden, in 1 year, she was holding crusades with thousands and thousands of people attending her crusades. Lives are being saved. People are being healed. They were seeing miracles happening in her ministry. Hallelujah. She would preach in Yoruba because she was in a Yoruba church. And she would have somebody interpreting in English. At one time, she was praying. She said, Father, I thank you for where. And God told her, I'm taking you to a higher level. I said, what is the higher level? God gave her a dream. She saw herself talking to some white people abroad. But she saw herself in the midst of them. Hello, somebody. Which language are we now going to speak to these people? She can't. She developed a strategy. Hallelujah. If this is where God is taking me to, if this is the future picture of myself that I have to feature in, Then I must have a strategy to get there. You know what she did? Her children. This woman is a wife of one military person. They live in barracks. She called her children who are going to school. Her children taught her A for apple, B for ball. They taught her English. The homework they give them, they give their mother homework. Mommy, before we come back from school, Ketiche. Hello? Today she speaks in English. She preaches in English. They interpret in Yoruba. Hallelujah. And what she saw in her dream came to pass. She was invited by some leading men of God in the UK. And she was at a meeting with them, speaking English. Can I have somebody to praise God in this place? What is your strategy? You have to have a strategy. Praise the Lord. You cannot remain where you are. God is telling me, look, so many of us, you are just sitting there. There's so much that God has packaged for your life. You have not even begun to even unravel it. Praise God. What's the time? I'm still on course. Hallelujah. So you have to have what? A strategy. Now, let me let you into some things. I told you about some keys. The first key is what God said to Jeremiah in chapter 1 and verse 5. That I knew you before you were formed. So you need to ask God to tell you who you are. Praise the Lord. It will help you to answer all those questions. Ask God to tell you who you are. And don't allow your circumstances to tell you who you are. And it's important for you to know that God will only empower you to be who you are, not to be somebody else. Praise the Lord. So your goals should not be set upon your feelings of inadequacies or disadvantages. You know, a lot of people do that. When you are setting goals now, you set goals based on what you have in your account. You are not a believer. Praise the Lord. There will be something wrong between your dream and the goals you are setting. Because if God gives you a dream, you don't have what it takes to accomplish it. It's always bigger than you, so that you have no choice but to have God's support. Hello? God will not ask you to do something that you are going to leave him aside. It's not possible. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Our brother was sharing his testimony. How he was living in a free house. Amen. Now, he prayed. He believed God. He had a dream that he's moving into his own place. But God exceeded his expectation. That has nothing to do with, do you have the money? Even in that house, you want to move there and pay rent. You can pay the rent. Hallelujah. So if you have set your dream, you will set your dream for a smaller house. Hello, somebody. But when God gives you a dream, you will have to go back to him and say, I can't do this. You have to support me. Then God says, that is, I have you where I really want you to be. Because when you humble yourself, then I will exalt you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, that's the first key. So don't give excuses of your disadvantages or inadequacies like Moses did, like Jeremiah did. Jeremiah said, I'm but a child. Moses said, I can't speak, I'm a stammerer. Hello? Gideon said, nobody knows my family. They kept giving all manner of excuses. Number two key, Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord and do not lean on to your own understanding. That's what the Bible says. Trust in God more than yourself. It is God you need to trust, not yourself. Hallelujah. Number three, key. Depend on God more than others. Ask him who belongs into your in your life and who does not belong in your life. Praise the Lord. Whatever God wants to accomplish in your life, there will be people, destiny helpers we call them, that are needed for you to accomplish your dream and your goals. So you pray that God will send such people to you and take out all those people that are not needful. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Some of these people are not needful. When Moses in Exodus 17 was in a battle, the Bible says his hand was held up by Aaron and Hur. And anytime Moses' hand was held up, they prevailed in battle. So there are people like that that God will send your way that will assist you. They will open the doors that needed to open for you to get to where you want to go to. May you locate those people in 2020 in Jesus' name. Number four, watch the company you keep. That is important. I can't say that enough. Watch the company that you keep. Watch the company that you keep. Watch your associations. There are people who are destiny killers and dream destroyers. People who have nothing positive to do that will encourage you in the path that you are going in life. Because they themselves have no faith. They are faithless people. They are timid people. They are people who does not want to take any challenge in their lives. They have no faith to go beyond where they are. And they are comfortable where they are, and they want you to be there. This year, you are going to be like that branch that is protruding out of the main plant. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you need to watch the company that you keep. Proverbs 13 and verse 20 says it. He said, he that companies with the wise shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. You don't need foolish people in your life, because foolish people gives foolish advices. Nobody can give more than what they have. Can I hear an amen? Amen. That's the way it is. So your friends, they either increase you or they decrease you. The association that you keep, they either neutralize you or they lift you up. The associations that you keep are either a blessing or a burden to you. Hello, somebody. They either exalt you or they exhaust you. And their people can be very exhausting. Hello. They either make you better or they make you bitter. So it's important that you reflect on your associations. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33 says, evil communication corrupts good manners. So watch the company that you keep. Is very important. Whether you are young, whether you are old, you need to watch the company that you keep. If you are in school and you are company with people who don't want to read, and you see, some of these people can be very deceptive. You know, there's people that we call when we were in school, they are photographic brain. It's just what the teacher says in class, they cut it. Hallelujah. They don't read. They don't read. They just, at the end of the day, they are the ones that will get A. You go and company with such people and be playing around with them, your E and your F. It's a certainty. Hello? So you need to watch yourself. And that's why it's important for you to set a goal. You have a dream. There's somewhere you want to go to. Your dream will choose your friends. Your dream will choose your library. Your dream will choose even the food that you eat. Hallelujah. Because it is when you are in good health that you can be where you want to be in 20 years' time. Everything. You begin to eat everything. You make money, you buy everything. Hey, I've not been eating this kind of food. So now you are making enough money. You buy all these wonderful, delicious things. You eat it, everything. In 20 years' time, everything that you saved to buy, the doctor will say, don't eat it. Disaster. Can you imagine? That your throat has been longing for. The day you will buy this one. You know, when young men just get married, you know, before they can eat anything, gala, la casera, you know, whatever is available. But when you marry now, you are sure of 3 square meals a day. In fact, you put money down for somebody who is going to cook. By the time you get back from work, the pot is full. I remember one of my friends, and she was having issues 3 weeks into their wedding. I said, kilo shele ore. He said, Orini, he has eaten everything. I mean, he just goes to the kitchen when he gets from work and finish all the meat in the pot. And he said, what, this soup is enough? It can take us for the week. And he said, I bought it. I paid for it. Hello? Because now he feels, I can eat what I like. So you use your money, you buy everything that you like. 20 years down the lane, you go to the doctor and say, Ibi, this place, that place, this place. They're going to say, don't eat this, don't eat that, don't eat this, don't eat that. You're back to square one. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. The last one. Write down the revelation and make it plain. That's the one. Write down the revelation. What are your goals for the year 2020? What are your goals and your dreams for the next 10 years? Write it down. Make it plain. The Bible says, Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 2. It says, write the vision down. Make it plain so that they that will read it will run with it. Hallelujah. Understand that dream and visions have timing. They have timing. Timing involves process. Process comes with bumps on the road. Hallelujah. Because some of us have dreams and then all of a sudden, that dream hits one rock. They say, maybe that's not God, though. Maybe this is one. No. There is nothing that is going to become. Look, nobody is great just because they think it, just because they wish it. If wishes were horses, beggars would ride. Wishers are never winners. You've got to give it what it takes. You've got to sense your timing. You've got to discern the path that God has laid for you in life and follow it. Praise the Lord. With all determination and conviction. Praise the Lord. This is important. So, if you give yourself to that, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. See what Paul says, and I wrap up with that. In Philippians. No, sorry, 2 Timothy. Chapter 1 and verse 12. Hear what Paul says here. He said, for the which cause, that is, for this cause, for my goals, for my dreams, hallelujah, for where I want to be, I also suffer these things. So to become your dream, you will suffer some things. Hello? Whether you say amen or you don't say amen, it will happen. You will suffer some things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. I know whom I have believed. Do you know who you believe? Who do you believe? Your circumstances or God? Your friends or God? Your naysayers or God? Who do you believe? Paul says, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Praise the Lord. Against what day? Against the day when it looks as if 2 and 2 is not equals 4. A day when the challenges seems to be so overwhelming that you really do not know what to do. Paul said, when I'm faced with such situations, when I'm attacked with many sufferings, I know whom I've believed. So I don't give up on my dreams. I don't give up on my goals because I know who I believe, because I've already handed it over to him. Praise God forevermore. When you know that your dream is from God, there is nothing to fear. If God gives you a dream, Father, you are the one that will bring it to pass. Your work cannot lack your support. Praise the Lord. Beloved, write down whatever the dream is. Paul says in that Philippians, our text, I leave behind what is behind so I can lay hold on what is in the future. Praise the Lord. Because God is not going to consult your past in order to create a future for you. You and I already have a bright future in Christ. Praise the Lord. The work is already finished. There are no new victories. We are just supposed to walk into those victories by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this is important. Rise on your feet. When you are coming to church, you know we're going to have a solemn assembly on the 1st of January. You are aware of that? When you come, Come with a list of those goals. Where you want to be. I believe that between now and then, all those questions that you have had today and you've written down, try to answer it to yourself. Be very honest. Be very, very honest with yourself. Praise the Lord. Nobody is looking at what you wrote. Only God will know. Hallelujah. And be honest with God. Abi? Ahem. Even if you will not be honest with your lawyer, you will not be honest with your doctor, because people say that there are two people or three people that you don't deceive. You can't deceive. You can't deceive your lawyer. You can't deceive your doctor. And you can't deceive God. Praise the Lord. So to your own self be true. Answer those questions. And by answering it prayerfully, God will begin to lead you as to how to set your goals, the kind of goals that you will set. Praise the Lord. For 1 year, 2020, your goals for 5 years from now, where you want to be, the things you want to do, and what who you want to become in the next 5 years or 10 years. Write it down. Bring it where you have written it when you come to church on the 1st of January, the very first day of the new decade. And we are going to ask God to breathe life upon it. Hallelujah. And give you every empowerment that is required for you to accomplish it and to see it come to pass in your life. Can I hear an amen? Amen. So I want you to begin to pray and ask the Spirit of God to lead you as you're about to set your goals. Some of you, you know, there are things that you want to do. It's already in your heart. Some of you, God has been putting some things in your heart. And you've been pushing it aside and pushing it aside. God is saying, this is the time. This is the time. This is the time. Stop allowing life to happen to you. It's time you'd happen to life. Be intentional about your own life. Be intentional about your life. God himself is intentional about your life. So you too need to be intentional about your life. Don't live an aimless life. Don't just allow things to happen to you anyhow. You've got to know where you are going. Therefore, you need to know what to do to get there. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to set your goals for 2020. Set the goals for 2025. Set the goal according to the dreams God has given you for the year 2030. And that you know that in this decade, things will be different in my life. I will not remain where I am today. I would have increased in every area. Spiritually, I would have increased. Materially, I would have increased. Financially, I would have increased. Beloved, it's up to you. We are co-laborers with God. If you don't give God anything to work with, don't expect your situation to change. Commit your work into his hands, the Bible says, and it will cause your plans to succeed. Lay aside that which is behind you, and so that you can reach out to what is before you. Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word that has come here. Thank you for the instruction. We receive it, O Lord, with meekness of heart today. Help us to make the right decisions and make the right choices that will lead us to where you want us to be. For your word declares unto us that you are the God, our Father, who leadeth us in the way that we should go and teacheth our hand to profit. Help us, O God, to make goals, to set goals that you will accomplish through us. To set goals that are in alignment with your will and your plans for our lives. Holy Spirit, have your way. Guide us. Reveal to us everything that we need to know about ourselves and about God's plans for our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah.